Coach Amdahl joining us over the phone line. Sorry about that, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, don't worry, Zen. I got time.
Yeah. And, Coach, just want to start this kind of opening thoughts to you here. How's the season been going for you guys? You guys have played in a ton of tight games, you know, whether it's gone down to a possession or two. You guys have played in a ton of games that have been really tight here to start the year.
Yeah, just one of those deals. It's hard to practice for that. And, you know, the situations that our kids were put in, I think, made them better, whether we won or we lost. There were some competitive games against really good teams, like Ryan said. So it gave us some confidence, yet realized that we needed to get better.
Yeah, it seems like, once you get to the end of these games and, I start looking at the first four games there and, they're all 1 or 2 point games. And, with the new bonus situation, Coach, I mean, you get to that 3 minute mark and you're down 10, you're in an uphill battle.
Yes, I agree with the free throw situation. And you got to have some athleticism to have a come from behind defense. And that's stuff that we've been working on now in practice to try to get the right personnel in games to try to, get back into games when we're down that, at 10 points.
Mark Amdahl joining us here on Fox Sports Aberdeen on the Sports Hub, Wabe Summit head basketball coach. And, Coach, you guys are sitting at 6-4. You played Castlewood, the number one team in B, to start the year. That was a one-point game, came down to the wire. Right now you've won three straight games. How do you like where the team's at right now? You feel like you're starting to play your best basketball now?
It took us a couple games to not play so well, which was against Elton Lake Benton and Hill City, two teams that are really quick and athletic and put a lot of pressure on us defensively. And we've really been dialing in on that in practice, changed up some drills, doing some different things to help get us comfortable being uncomfortable. So that being said, these last few games, it comes back to I'm a very defensive-minded coach. So we know that if we play defense, that we're going to be in a lot of games. So we our goal was to get to that 15 points a quarter, and then turn around and try to stick teams defensively. And the last three games here, I thought we did a really good job at that.
Yeah, so you talk about quickness in the backcourt and that type of thing, and just kind of touching base on with the double bonus situation. It seems like teams are really pressing up on other teams and trying to build a big lead, knowing that. It's tough to come back now without the 1-1 situation, and it can create get a team into going up and down the floor when you don't necessarily want to. Would that be accurate, Coach?
Yeah, some teams we're trying to be a diverse team to where if we need to slow the game down and get the basketball inside, we're able to do that. But on teams that maybe we can get out and go and get the ball at the sideline and run our break. We try to be two-dimensional, and maybe that sometimes that means we're not great at either of those two, but that's kind of the philosophy, and that's what we keep working on, knowing that, that double bonus is it's definitely different and something that we're still getting used to.
Wabe Summit head basketball coach Mark Amdahl joining us on the Sports Hub on FSA. And, Coach, want to talk about an individual that's been so good for you guys over the last couple of years. He's having a big-time season this year, Travion Nealon. I saw, he's got an offer. I was looking on your Twitter. He's got an offer from Mount Marty. So this is a guy that's, really stepped up and played well. See, he's a good scorer for you guys, but he's kind of a do-it-all type player. What have you seen from him in his senior campaign and, coaching him the last couple of years?
Just a tremendous kid, really good in the classroom, super smart, and that's always good. That always carries over to the basketball court, football field, whatever it may be. Very smart, understands the game, religiously in the weight room and in the gym. He's just done a lot for himself, in turn now has, really, complimented and helped our team a lot. I've nothing but good things to say about the kid. He has also an offer at Minnesota State, Morris, and, the kid's phenomenal. The kid's smart. He puts a lot of time in, so he deserves that recognition.
That's a great point, Coach, he put himself in a situation to take advantage of his skills, right? Like, hit the classroom, and that's going to be a big draw as far as colleges are concerned when they can see a kid that hits the classroom and, you know, still competes at a high level. So definitely hats off to him, Coach.
Yes, absolutely. A great senior, a great role model. A lot of our seniors, I just had a parent tell me the other day that has a freshman that they're very proud or very happy with how our senior leadership is to our younger guys. And that's one of them is Travion.
Yeah, and you also got seniors like Ty Gajkowski, Dylan Rumps. I remember those names a couple of years ago when they were sophomores and juniors, so they got a lot of experience just playing together. And, you know, you guys were in Class A, I believe, last year. You bumped down now to Class B this year. So, you know, just kind of talk about those seniors as a whole here as, you know, you guys have really built a culture and a great program there.
Yeah, that's what it comes to, senior leadership, like I just got done talking about. When those guys are freshmen and sophomores, you know, they had great senior leadership that you know, it passed down to them. So I'm hoping that's why they're doing that now is because they realized how they were treated when they were freshmen. So they're in turn treating the freshmen, you know, that same way. And that is the culture. That is what we try to instill in our program. We have high expectations. Those seniors know that, and they come to work every day. And like I say, there's great role models, great leaders, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
And one more here before we get you out of here, Coach. Ipswich tonight, and that's a big matchup. They're obviously a team that's 3-5 right now. What's kind of the outlook, early outlook there for tonight's game?
You know, any team, I've coached many games against Coach Boley, so he'll have something up his sleeve, I'm guessing. It's just one of those things that, whatever team shows up and can execute what they do, and you know, on any given night, you can get beat, but on any given night, you can play one of their best games of the year. So, I mean, just going into it, we got to be fundamentally sound and be focused on what we're doing and you know, make sure that we take care of things on the defensive end, and then the offensive end will take care of itself.
Mark Abdahl, head coach of Wabe Summit, thanks a lot for doing this. Thanks for bearing with us there to start the show, and good luck out there tonight, and looking forward to the matchup.
No worries. Thank you, gentlemen.
That's Mark Abdahl here on FSA, Ryan, a team that's, like we said, 6-4. They really competed at a high level when you look at what they've done this year. They almost beat number one Castlewood 57-56 to start the year. They had a little rough patch in there. They played Loyola Frederick really tough as well. That was a one-point game. So they played some of the best competition in Class B really tough. And that Nealon, Rumpsa, Gajkowski, that little trio they got as seniors – have played a lot of basketball together. They're a really good team.
Yeah, I've called a lot of games with those kids, just like you're talking about. I mean, they contributed at a young age, have developed into, contributed at a really high level their junior and senior year, and that's an exciting team to watch. Coach Amdahl's one of my favorite coaches in the area. His kids play hard. They're disciplined. I just like the style of basketball coming out of Wabe Summit, and they're going to need some big wins down the stretch. I mean, you start talking SODAC 16 and getting those wins that bump you up that ladder come seeding time, they're going to need them, Matt.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, they play a couple Class A schools, which could help. They play Britton Heckle on Monday next week, and they play Millbank, another Class A school, on Tuesday. Those could certainly help out with some power points, but they're focusing on Ipswich here tonight. And speaking of the Tigers of Ipswich, coming up next on the program here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, the Sports Hub, we're joined by Stu Boley, head coach of the Tigers. We'll get his insight on the matchup versus Wabe Summit tonight, plus their season here as a whole. This is the Sports Hub. Matt McClure and Ryan Martin in here on FSA. Sports Hub continues here on FSA, 1420 AM and 98.5 FM. We also got our Facebook stream going. Big shout-out to Cy Ebenuk getting that going there on the Facebook stream. We're online at HubCityRadio.com as well. Joining us over the phone line is the head coach of the Ipswich Tigers boys basketball squad, Stu Boley, joining the program. Stu, how you doing? Thanks a lot for taking some time to do this.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
And want to start here the discussion here. Your squad, 3-5 this year. You've had a couple ups, a couple downs here to start. Just kind of your overall assessment of your squad here through eight games.
Well, you know, we got out of the gates quick, 2-0, and you know, we're young. We're just you know, a lot of inexperience. You know, all I say we're young, what I mean by that is we just have a lot of kids that haven't played a ton of varsity minutes. You know, we're led by some seniors that literally didn't hardly play at all last year. Max Kalesa tore his ACL during the football season, so he didn't play last year. And Tucker Cadillac, those two are kind of our scoring leaders, and he tears his labrum during football on his shoulder, so he doesn't get back until after Christmas. And you know, right about the time the season is coming to a close, he kind of starts coming on a little bit. So those two didn't play a lot. And Rasmus Loken is another one of our starters, and you know, he just didn't get a lot of varsity experience last year either. And you know, so we don't have a lot of experience. And you know, as you guys well know, you know, when it gets down the stretch, a lot of times senior leadership and senior experience kind of helps pull you through. And we're just trying to figure out a little bit how to play with each other together and things like that. And we're getting there. It's a slow process, but again, when you don't have a lot of experience at that varsity level, it's a different game than the JV level. So. We're trying to mix in some young kids, and we're getting there, but it's a slow process at times.
Hey, Coach, this is Ryan Martin. Question
hey,
for
you.
Doing good. Obviously, big opportunity tonight. Obviously, Coach Amdahl over there got a nice program going, and you know, you talk about your season, the highs and lows. Got to be a big opportunity for your team here this evening against the Wabe Summit Mustang team.
Absolutely. You know, Coach Amdahl and I, it's kind of funny because, you know, we used to have some battles on the girls' side of things. And I was telling our kids yesterday that you can certainly tell that we've competed against each other a lot because we run a lot of the same actions offensively. You know, a lot of back screen stuff, a lot of things out the top for threes and things like that. So, you know, he's a great friend of mine. He's a great coach, and we're certainly going to have our work cut out for us because I know doesn't matter if they're 9-0 or 0-9. They're gonna play hard and they're gonna play smart, and like I said, they're very well coached. So it'll be fun. It'll be a fun experience for us, and you know, again, we're just trying to figure some things out, and you know, we've got a lot of athletes, and we hope to be able to compete a little bit tonight. We played Sully Buttes the other night and extremely disappointed in our performance that night, and we all are. And you hope to kind of use it as a learning experience and a feeling of, hey, I don't want to ever feel like that again. You know, so hopefully tonight we'll come out and compete hard and be able to give them a good game.
Stu Boley joining us on FSA, Ipswich Tigers boys basketball coach. And it's interesting hearing your perspective and, you know, where Wabe Summit is. We had actually Coach Amdahl on to start the show. And, you know, they have a lot of senior leadership. They got a lot of guys that have played a good amount of varsity experience on their team. Your squad this year is more inexperienced guys that are trying to learn to play at the varsity level. So, you know, it's kind of a contrast styles of play from that perspective. Would you say that's fair to say, Coach?
Absolutely, for sure. You know, and they do have some guys that have been around a while, and sometimes you think, good Lord, I mean, how long has this guy been around? And they do. Some of those guys, I think, I probably won't get invited to their graduation, but I might just go and check it out just to make sure they walk across the stage because I'm tired of game planning for them all the time. And they're just good players. So, you know, they – and he does. When he was coaching girls and I was coaching girls, I mean, he had a great program there too, and that just speaks to him as a coach and how good he is and how he builds a program he's a good friend but he's a great coach too, and it's fun to compete against him. You know, a couple of years ago when we both started on the boys' side, we ended up at a team camp together, and we ended up playing each other, and a couple referees came and said, good Lord, I would have never thought I would see this. You two on a boys' court competing against each other now. So, he's a great guy, and you're right. They do have a lot of experience over there, and it shows. I mean, they shoot the ball well, and they're athletic, and they run some nice sets offensively, and you know, again, like I said, it is going to be an uphill battle for us tonight, but I think our kids are up to the challenge, it's about time now. You want to start to think about, hey, in a month, it's win or go home. And so you got to start taking every possession one at a time, and they're all important. All those possessions are important now. You can't afford to take one off. And if you take one off against Wabe Summit, I promise you they'll make you pay.
Yeah, Coach, and really outside of that Sully Buttes game that you talked about earlier when you guys lost 75-33, you know, every other game has been relatively tight. You know, you played Warner tough, 52-48. You had that win versus Northwestern. You played Timberlake pretty tough. You played Wilmot tough. So you've been in a lot of games this year. You talked about, you know, having that win or go home mentality. I know that's a month away, but, you know, are you seeing some growth as the games move forward? And, you know, what's it going to take to have a bounce back effort after the tough one versus Sully Buttes in your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's a little bit of what we're struggling with. Timberlake, you start out 23-1. That's the end of the first quarter. Warner, 18-6 at the end of the first quarter. Wilmot was 18-7, I believe, at the end of the first quarter. So you look at that and you say, hey, you know, a guy gets off to a little better start. Now at the end, you're in it. You know, so we're spending a lot of time just, you know, digging ourselves out of a hole, and we make things so hard on ourselves, and we just can't get off to a good start. And I credit that a little bit to just the inexperience. I think sometimes these kids are just we got some nerves and some anxiety because they haven't been in situations like this yet, and it's getting better. But, again, the other night against Sully Buttes, we start out 5-0, and I'm thinking, okay, here we go. We're finally starting to figure this thing out a little bit. And before I knew it, it was 18-8. So we just go through lapses of time where we just don't play very smart basketball. And again, that's just, inexperience. Sometimes when you're inexperienced at something and something goes wrong, you just kind of let it snowball on you a little bit. And that's kind of what we've been doing here at the beginning of the year. And I think if we can just focus on getting off to a better start on some of these games, I think we will continue to, be there at the end of games. And we clawed back, man. We were down 20 against Warner, and we just kept clawing back and fighting and scratching, and that's what these kids are. They're competitors. They love to compete, and they hate to lose. They absolutely hate to lose. Not that any kid likes to lose, but their will to win is high, and we're getting there. It's just like I said earlier, it's a slow process.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the fast starts. You know, on my broadcast a lot, we have keys to the game, and usually when I'm doing a broadcast, I mentioned, hey, if they can get off to a fast start,
right,
settle into the game. We talk about settling into the game a ton on this program, right, Ryan?
I think the bonus situation's a big factor too, Stu. I mean, teams get up on you. They just get on you. They want to get out to a lead, and you know, they want to get to that 3-4 minute mark in the fourth quarter up 10, and you're in trouble with the double bonus. You ain't coming back.
Yeah, we talk about a couple different things. Number one, you know, I bet I've said this 1,000 times in my career. It's imperative that you get off to a good start. Even if you're playing a team that clearly isn't as good as you are, if you let them hang around, they'll get you. And part of that is getting off to a good start and letting them know that, hey, you're not even going to be in this game. And pretty soon they're down a little bit and they're struggling to try and find a way, and they give up a little bit, especially if they know you're probably a better team than they are. And so it's imperative you get off to a good start. The second thing we talk about is first 3 minutes of the third quarter is always whether, you know, are you going to pull away, or are you going to let them back in it? And now we're in for a dogfight. So you're right. It's imperative that you get off to a good start. And if you have some inexperience like we do and you get down, you know, like I said, it was 23-1 and we were probably lucky to muster up the whole one that we did get. And when you get down like that, you have a tendency to get down on yourself or, you know, whatever. And, you know, we, we've done a little bit of that, but yet we keep competing and kind of fighting. And, you know, pretty soon Timber Lake found themselves in a little bit of a battle when they were up 22 at the end of the first. So I credit these guys for, you know, continuing to work hard when games, when they get down a little bit, because there's been some times where we could have thrown in the towel. In fact, at halftime of the Timber Lake game, I said we had two choices. We can come back out and we can work hard and try to fight back in this thing, or we can turn off the lights and go out the back door and get on the bus and hopefully no one will be the wiser. So they chose to do the first one, and I'm glad they did. So I'm proud of these guys. I am, because they're working together, and you know, it's just a little bit of a you know, trying to figure ourselves out a little bit.
Well, certainly been a resilient team, especially, you know, with those slower starts, how you've been able to finish games, and looking forward to seeing how your progress continues the remainder of the way. Wabe Summit tonight, that's on KSDN, right, Ryan?
Correct. Yeah, I'll be out there at Wabe, excited to call the game and showcase your student athletes. And yeah, KSDN game of the week, 9:30 a.m., 102.1 FM.
Coach, thanks a lot for coming on and chat with us about, you know, Ipswich boys basketball. Wish you the best of luck tonight and the remainder of the season, and I'm sure we'll have you on later on down the line.
Awesome. That'd be great. I appreciate all you guys do for high school sports. It's great. Kids love when they're on the radio. So I certainly appreciate all you do.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, thanks a lot. Stu Boley here on the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen. And Ryan, you know, just interesting hearing, you know, Coach Boley's perspective there.
Yeah.
He's kind of telling the, you know, the kids, he mentioned it at the halftime of the Timber Lake game, like, here it is, right? You want to go out and play or not? And he's kind of honest with them, but he said he's very proud of, you know, the resiliency that they have shown.
Hey, that's what we provide, Matt, a coach, a stage to say what his team needs to do to get better. And I think Stewart identified that. You just talk about strategy of the game. It's changed tremendously with that double bonus. I'm telling you, teams that if they're expected to win, they're not waiting around. They're going to full court press you. And if you can't break the press, get into some type of half court set. I mean, not only do you get across the timeline and then you got quick guards that are up on you pressing you before you even get into a half court set, you're in trouble. So transition game, breaking the press, can't get down, because then you get to about 4 minute mark and you're down 10, 12. There's no more one-and-one and extending the game and putting guys at the free throw line. It's made great for us. Doubleheaders got a little bit shorter, man, I would say. But strategy has changed.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And this Ipswich team, like you said, pretty young, and they got a big matchup tonight versus an experienced Wabe Summit team, like we were talking with Coach Amdahl to start the show. So coming up next, hey, we got another coach joining us here on the Sports Hub, a busy Friday. Kyle Erdahl, head coach of Faulkton Boys Basketball, is joining the program next here on the Sports Hub on FSA. Don't touch that radio dial. And we're continuing on here on the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen, a feel-good Friday. Tukes will be back with us on Monday. He is out covering the Northern State Wolves basketball squads. They're taking on Southwest Minnesota State tonight. At 5:30 and 7:30, the men's game will be first, and a couple edition of Pack Chat tonight as well, or it might be tomorrow. But James Glenn, he's going to be doing Pack Chat this weekend.
Those are good.
Yeah, those are always solid. We actually had James Glenn in the studio on FSA earlier this week. He's one of 10, so very big family he is, and we'll talk more with, or we'll hear a little bit more from him.
People want to hear that, man.
No doubt about it.
I mean, these kids come from who knows where. They want to know where they're from, their family, you know, what brought them to Northern State, and those are dynamite.
Yeah, and now going back to the high school ranks, we're joined over the phone line. Third coach here joining the show this morning. We're joined by Faulkton Head Boys basketball coach Kyle Erdahl. Coach, thanks a lot for doing this, taking some time to join us. How are things going?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Things are going well. How about you?
Doing really good. And looking at your season to date here, Coach, me and Ryan were talking off the air. I mean, talk about a tough schedule you guys have played here to start the year. You guys have battled. Do you feel like you've been battle-tested here to start the year? And how much can this schedule help you along down the line?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Our schedule is always really tough. We got some real good teams that we play early on with Springs, and then, you know, the Huron Classic, we drew Lower Brule, and Woolsey, Westington, and just these teams that, you know, they're good basketball teams, and things are going okay. You know, we're dealing with a bit of sickness right now, I think, like everybody probably is, and we got some injuries that we've kind of had to deal with this year, but we're kind of getting healthy, and we're getting ready to roll, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we started the interview there talking about strength of schedule. I'll throw a stat at here, you know, 4-year losses against, you know, Weston Springs, Florence Henry, Lower Brule, and Woolsey Weston, combined record of 24-9 there, Kyle. That's tough.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we're used to it. We like to play good teams when we can. And, you know, our schedule's full of a lot of good teams. We got some really solid ones coming up with Aberdeen Christian and, you know, Sully Buttes and some of these teams that we got coming through. And it's always kind of like that for us, and that's a good thing. I think it gets us more ready for postseason play. And I'm kind of hoping that's kind of where it gets us this year.
Kyle Erdahl, head coach of Faulkton Boys Hoops, joining us on the Sports Hub on FSA. Coach, 2-game losing streak right now. You played a tough one versus North Central, and it came down to a point versus Highmore Herald earlier this week on Tuesday. So what do you think it's going to take to kind of turn it around a little bit here? You got Redfield coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, we just got to get back to playing our basketball. Like I said, we've really dealt with a lot of sickness, just some real sick kids. We've been missing kids at games, and that hasn't helped for sure. And that's by far not the reason we lost. You know, we got a smaller team this year than we've had in the past. We start 4 guys under 6 foot, and then our big guy is 6'1". And so teams with size can present some problems for us. You know, we just got to learn how to play through that sometimes. But yeah, we just got to get back to playing good defense. You know, we haven't shot the ball very well the last week or so, a couple weeks. We need to get back to shooting the ball and just putting the ball in the hoop and playing good defense.
When you talk about, you know, the size limitations on your squad, Coach, that going to present something, you know, you kind of want to get up and down the floor, press teams, kind of created a track meet, if you will?
Yeah, that's kind of the way we looked at it coming in this year. Really wanted to get out and transition when we could, you know, get up and press when we can, present problems defensively. We are quick, you know, even our big guy, Trey, you know, who's not really that big in general. He's, you know, 6'1", big, strong kid, but he's real quick and he's really good defensively. And, you know, so we kind of rely on our defense the best we can. And our biggest issue is we've done a really good job defensively, but with our size, we struggled rebounding a little bit. And some of those teams with size have presented a problem, and we just got to get better at that and keep working to set those fundamentals of the game. And I think things will come along.
Go looking at your roster, Coach, we talk a lot about multi-sport athletes, and I'm just seeing football. And a lot of these kids played football, and they've, you know, been part of that winning culture with Coach Gadeets. And, you know, a lot of these kids are now upperclassmen, juniors and seniors. So how's the kind of the senior leadership with your squad? I know you mentioned you're dealing with some sickness and things of that. That's when your, you know, leaders really got to step up. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got 3 seniors that start for us. And, you know, we just got to look to them to kind of help get everybody through things. And, you know, it's nobody's healthy at this time of the year around the state. We all know that, you know, so it's not an excuse that we want to use. But we got a lot of football players, a lot of success, you know, with the back-to-back dome years, trying to build from that and just, yeah, lean on our leaders a little bit, and hopefully they can get us through that.
I got the next broadcast here, your next game coming up here out in Redfield at the Pheasant Shootout there against Redfield. Can you just talk about what your team's going to have to do on Saturday night to be able to get back in the winning side of things and maybe create a winning streak and create a run?
Yeah, I haven't done a lot of scouting for Redfield. I wanted to get my team just back into the gym and just, you know, get the fundamentals back. You know, I don't stop worrying about who we're playing. Let's just, you know, be ready to play with what we have and what we can do well, no matter who we play. And that, you know, like I said earlier, it starts on defense, and it starts with how can we cause some havoc a little bit and get easy layups and easy shots. And that's kind of obviously the goal. You know, Redfield's obviously, you know, kind of struggled a little bit this year. They don't have a lot of size as well. And that helps us obviously, cause we don't either, but we just need to go out and just play our style of basketball the best we can, make shots when they're open. create turnovers the best we can, and just be smart with the basketball, not turn it over.
Yeah, when you start talking Redfield, I have to think of that Alvarez kid. Last time I was out there, he was burying shots from well beyond the three-point line. Definitely something you're going to have to focus on, huh, Coach?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they got guys that could play basketball for sure. You know, they, like I said, they struggled, but they definitely got guys that could play basketball that are good at basketball that we just need to – we need to key on some guys, obviously. But I got some, you know, individual – defenders that we have that I think are pretty good that you can put on almost anybody. You know, Spencer Melius is a guy that we're finally getting back to healthy. He kind of broke his ankle bone in football. He's finally getting back to full minutes for us, you know, within the last week. So it's nice to have him back, and he's a guy that I can really trust to put on any guy who's a guard or a wing. And if I want to try to take somebody out, he's the guy that we're going to put on him. And that's kind of the goal. But yeah, like I said, I keep saying defense, just create havoc, create turnovers the most, you know, the best we can, and try to create the easiest opportunity offensively for us.
When you have a great defender like Melius, Coach, what's that conversation like, you know, going into a game, like, hey, you're guarding their best player? Is you know, that's a big challenge for some kids. And my guess is, you know, Melius, and, you know, you've coached, you know, some other kids that have definitely taking on challenge, like, hey, you're going to be guarding their best player. We need you to step up here tonight.
Yeah, it's honestly not even a conversation at this point with him. He knows what his job is defensively. We kind of lay out matchups the best we see fit, and you know, usually it's not always. You know, we like to give him a break and breather, but usually when it's that time and we know they got one guy or two guys or whatever it may be, whoever their best guy is with the ball or their best scorer, he knows it's going to be him more than likely. So it's not really much of a conversation, honestly. He's been doing it since he was a freshman. He just goes out and gives 100%, and he's ready for the challenge, you know. And I think I got three other guys that if I want to do the same thing, that they're ready for the challenge as well. So that's definitely a benefit to have as a coach, to have these guys that can go out and try to take down their number one player the best they possibly can, and they usually do a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, we touched on multi-sport athlete, and you can go down the list here, DeMaria and Hall and Dieter and Maximus and all that type of thing, and that was some best news I heard all day. I mean, the kid has mantra. The kid's just stoic, ice water in his veins since he was a young age, this Spencer Melius kid, yep. I'm telling you. And got hurt in football. Absolutely ecstatic to see him hear that he's back competing there, Coach.
Oh, yeah, it was hard to – hold him down. You know, we kind of had to wait for doctor's approvals and, you know, parents' comfortability levels on things, and, you know, with making sure bones are set and screws are covered and all that stuff, and you guys know how that goes. But it was really hard to hold him down, and he's been ready to go. You know, that first day of practice, he knew he wasn't practicing, he knew he wasn't doing anything, but he showed up with all his gear on, ready to just get some shots up and just be part of the team. So I think he's really gearing up and ready to let her go.
A couple more here for you, Coach Erdahl. You know, we've been talking with we talked to Coach Bowley earlier. We talked to Coach Amdahl earlier, and Brian's been bringing it up. But second year now of the foul situation with the double bonus, no more at 1-1. You know, what's that? Are you kind of used to it yet? What's your kind of thoughts on it now that it's been year two? Is there a strategy involved that you think with it, or just kind of your overall thoughts, you know, now that it's now year two of it?
Yeah, I don't personally really see a strategy. I think it's actually really benefited our game in general throughout South Dakota. It keeps the game moving a little bit. You know, for some reason, whatever it may be, it really feels like we're shooting less free throws. It's easier to play a little defense, be a little bit more aggressive. But I feel like it's kind of sped the game up a little bit. There's not as many foul shots, it feels like, overall. And maybe that's not true for everybody, but that feels like it for us, at least. You know, we're not giving up as many foul shots, and we're not shooting as many. Obviously, you want to, you know, get to the line, but I feel like it's been a positive for sure. I don't, you know, there's not a ton of strategy from, in my opinion, from it, but that's just, you know, that's just for us.
Yeah, you know, we joke here on our end, you know, it speeds up the doubleheader, right? I think it probably took a half hour off a boy-girl doubleheader, don't you think, Kyle?
Yeah, it's taking time off for sure, which is, you know, it's really nice when you travel an hour and a half somewhere and you don't, you know, you lose some of that time so you can you get home a little earlier. The kids get home, get to bed a little bit, you know, sooner and just get to rest a little bit more. It's just definitely sped everything up, which is really nice.
Yeah, I mean, you always got the, you know, the team that's down 13 with, you know, 2.5 minutes left and we're going to put them at the line and 1-1 yeah. And it drags on. I love that. But at the same time, I think the start is huge. I think teams come out really intense. If they know they got speed, they're going to press you. They're going to get up big and they're going to make you claw back.
Absolutely. And obviously you still got to deal with, you know, personal fouls and you don't want kids to get stupid fouls early and whatever, but as a team aspect from it, it definitely is a positive, and I think it allows teams to be aggressive, and it makes the beginning of the game and the first half, the first three quarters more interesting, and then it just presents a different aspect of what we haven't been used to in that fourth quarter. If you need to foul, you know, you don't, maybe it doesn't take as long to get to that bonus situation, or maybe it allows that offensive team to actually shoot two free throws, you know, which I really like. I think it allows the kids to shoot, and, you know, if they miss the first one, they can still make up for it and get that second one.
Well, Coach Erdahl, appreciate you joining us here on the Sports Hub this morning. Good luck versus Redfield on Saturday. We'll have that broadcast on KSDN 930 and 102.1 FM. Ryan Martin will be on the call of that one, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you down the line. Again, good luck, and talk again soon.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Coming up next here on the Sports Hub on FSA, we're going to talk a little wrestling. Aberdeen Central was in action last night. Also, how about the win for the Northern State Wrestling Squad as they went on the road at Augustana? Ryan's going to give his two thoughts on that, or his two cents on that.
I got thoughts. I got plenty of thoughts, man.
Well, we're going to be talking about that up next here on the Sports Hub on FSA. Yeah, make sure to bundle up out there tonight. Lows of zero this weekend. Overnight lows, I think, Sunday into Martin Luther King Jr. Day, minus 17. So bundle up, to say the least.
Wind's picking up out there, Matt.
Yeah, we got a wind advisory kicking in at 12 noon today going until 7 p.m. tonight. And like we said, just make sure to stay safe and stay warm out there the best you can. Ryan Martin and Matt McClure here on the Sports Hub on FSA. Tukes on the road with Northern State Basketball. He'll be back with us on Monday as the Wolves. They got a big matchup tonight versus Southwest Minnesota State, especially on the girls or on the women's front, as the Northern State Wolves women's squad, they lost to Southwest in the NSIC tournament a year ago. They got a bad taste after that. They went on the road the last couple games. They lost that tough one to Wayne State. So, you know, when they get off to a fast start like we were talking about, and they really can go at teams, it seems like that's when they're most successful there, Ryan.
Being aggressive from the first tip's the key, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it translates whether it's high school or college, huh, Matt?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that matchup tonight at 7:30 on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Of course, the men's squad, they're trying to get their first win in conference play. They've been right there. Can you put a full 40 minutes together here tonight? Let's see if they can do that there at Southwest Minnesota State. They play USF there on Saturday. But let's get into some wrestling here with Ryan. And Ryan, I'll tell you what, an absolute thriller, if you could say, of a duel on the road there for Northern State at Augustana. Came down to the last match of the night, right?
Right, right. Shower came through, but, you know, to you know, the common, you know, wrestling fan, you see Shower get the win there and secure the duel, but, you know, this duel really started about 65. I mean, 57, Lundeen got the tech fall. You know, that picked up 5 points for NSU, but then it come back and you had Hunsley, Fi, and Pape, and Lean all at 64-97. You know, yeah, those guys got beat. I mean, 5-1 there with Hunsley, 19-6 with Fi, 3-1 with Pape, and then, you know, Tyson Lean got tech, but they didn't get pinned. See, the key, you know, that kept it going, right? Once it got to the heavyweight match, you know, we were sitting there down 1 point, and a huge win for Nathan Schauer, 1-6-3 over Max Ballow. You know, solid heavyweight there at Augustana, you know, number 7 rated team in the nation right there. I mean, they got a big one coming up against Parkside. I tell you what, they go over to Kenosha. That team is for real. A couple guys in Henschel and Matthew Chi there at the middle of the lineup. These guys are studs. They're all Americans. Wyatt will have a tough match over there. A lot of our top guys, you know, big seeding matches come super regional time, national tournament time. So definitely an impressive win by head coach Rocky Burkett down at Augustana. Atmosphere was electric. I turned in the NSIC network there, and, you know, at times the crowd was getting on the mat where they were getting in the way of the camera.
Really?
You know, oh, yeah. It was intense. Come down to the last heavyweight match. A lot of times, you know, those duels will start at different weights. You know, like last night, they, you know, Central, they started at 57. Well, they started traditionally at the 125 all the way up to heavyweight. I was a heavyweight. I liked it. It's pressure, you know. Comes down to me, heck, yeah. You know, it's part of
it. Comes down to the biggest guy, right?
Yeah. Comes down to the heavyweight. Everybody gets into it. Throw or be thrown. You know, in this situation, Shower did an excellent job winning 6-3, staying in good position and just staying, you know, away from getting thrown to your back or giving up those big near fall points, and, you know, won the match and secured the duel. And that's great for head coach Rocky Burkett and the Wolves.
Yeah, I talked to Coach Burkett on Wednesday during the midweek, and, you know, Wyatt, who you mentioned, he's number 6 in the nation. He went against number 2, Cale Larson.
Right. Larson was originally a recruit to NSU. Switched to Augustana, state champ out of Rapid City. Larson actually got the best of him last time they wrestled, 3-2 match, I believe it was, 1-point match anyway. But Turnquist just dominated him. He rode him out the whole second period and the whole third period. So
that's hard to do.
Yeah, yeah, he's tough, though. He gets that 2-on-1, and he's heavy-hipped. Wyatt, you know, he does a lot of tilts. You know, as soon as you give up that one wrist to Turnquist, you're in trouble. So it's tough to get out of bottom, and he's a dominant wrestler just to hammer and hope he can make a run at a national title. He's been an All-American. You know, it's either you're an All-American or you're a national champ. That's the levels, right? Nobody mm-hmm. cares if you got 2nd through 8th. You just say you're an All-American, right? Well, there's a level. You say you're a national champ, D2. I think Turnquist can do it. I wish him the best of luck. Great advocate for the sport. Great guy.
20-18. What a win there for NSU at Augustana's place, the number 7 team in the nation. Ryan, now I want to move over to the high school ranks. Aberdeen Central, the boys and girls squads were in action, and some dominant performances, especially on the guys' side. They jumped out early versus Yankton and Brandon Valley. The girls' team, they struggled to start, and then they started to pick it up there as the duel went along.
Yeah, the girls' side, they won 54-6 over Yankton and then beat Brandon Valley 52-4. The girls, it was great. Like, those girls were over there screaming on the edge of the mat for their teammate. You know, it's no different than the boys. These girls rally behind each other, you know, and just cheer on their teammates like no other. It's fun to see a group of girls cheering on another girl wrestler. Just anybody that's a fan of the sport, you sit there and watch that, and it's good for the heart, I'm telling you. You switch to the boys' side, they won 83-0. And then Brandon Valley, they beat them 40-29 in a tough competitive duel there, and two top-ranked teams in Brandon Valley and Central.
Yeah, great matchups there for Central as they come away with a couple really nice wins there on their home. And Ryan, you said you were there, right?
Yeah, I sat there and I had my phone. I watched the Northern duel and watched the Central Triangler all at once. Yeah, I'm a fan, just say it.
And looking forward to seeing how both those programs continue to do. I mean, we've been talking about Central Wrestling a lot here this year, and they've had a great year. And, of course, Northern State has done the same as well. And looking at our broadcasting schedule for tonight, we got a loaded weekend. Make sure to check it out all at HubCityRadio.com. Aberdeen Wings Hockey tonight, they are at home taking on the Minot Minotauros, trying to get back on track at home. If you want Wings tickets, give our offices a call, 605-229-3632.